One of our favorite people has come back to join us, and you know that because she's been on the show many, many times. Her name is Lucy Kaplansky. She's originally from Chicago, but has lived in New York for many years, came over in time to be part of the fast folk group over there that included a lot of people you've heard of before, the Roaches and Suzanne Vega and Sean Colvin, who she used to sing along with. Everybody loved her singing and wanted her to sing with them, and now everybody loves her singing and her songwriting and the records that she makes. Her latest one is called Reunion on Red House Records, and it's very touching. Always her songs are personal, and they're always, they speak heart to heart to people. And on this one, a great group of folks join her. Buddy Miller's on there, Richard Schindel, who she's played in a group with before, and two of her partners in the trio Red Horse, John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison, are on there too. But you know, you don't really need any more than Lucy and her guitar. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Lucy Kaplansky.
Thank you very much. It's called Scavenger.
You may
Thank you. This is by the great Eliza Gilkison. My father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the beauty way. He's gonna die with some money in his pocket. Wish I could do the same today, little darling. Wish I could do the same today. Doe-eyed kid and a little transistor tuned in the Wolfman Jack. Picked up a guitar, heard the sirens whisper, and I never looked back, little darling, and I never looked back. I worked the clubs along the sangre crystals, polished the diamond in the rough. By the time I hit L.A., I was hotter than a pistol, but you never hot enough, little darling. Stages, fire burning my soul. I've had those nights when my guitar rages, but it's not something you control, little darling. It's not something you control. Thanks to the great Mountain Stage band for playing with me. So happy to be back here. These are all songs from my new CD, and this was inspired by a Mother's Day when I was away from home doing a show. It's called Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, I'm in an airport alone. My daughter sounds happy on the phone. I've had a picture in my head all day. A mother wraps up her baby and walks away. She's asleep when I get home. I wake up before anyone. Climb in her bed with her. Hold my body next to hers. It's just an ordinary day. Hey. Kiss her face when she's awake. She tells me about yesterday. She brings me the card she made for me. Molly and Mom and an apple tree. And I pour her milk, cook her eggs, make her lunch, pack her bag, walk her to school, kiss her goodbye. She runs inside, I start to cry. An ordinary day, just an ordinary day, an ordinary day, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I see that nanny from Nepal, and I thank her for the Mother's Day call. She's bringing up someone else's son. Been 4 years since she's seen her own. At three, Molly's back in my arms, and she takes her ball and runs off with a friend. Some big kids try to take it away. She grabs it right back, she's not afraid. It's just an ordinary day, just an ordinary day, an ordinary day, hey, hey, hey. Later on, I'll watch her sleep, that same picture returns to me. 6 years ago, December day, a mother wraps up her baby and walks away. Just an ordinary day. Hey, 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 hey,
thank you very much. Thank you. So my dad was from Toronto. That's where he grew up. His mother and father immigrated from Poland, and my grandmother, his mother, from nothing, started a bakery. This was in like the 1920s. And it turned into a very successful bakery chain. And the whole family worked in the bakery. My father had three older siblings, so there were lots of people in the family working in the bakery. But my dad was a very gifted math student, and he had the chance to go study math in the U.S. on scholarship. So he left, and he never went back. And he was the only one who ever left. And about a year and a half ago, I got to play in Toronto, and so I have like 50 maybe more cousins in Toronto, and they all came to my show. Not a whole lot of other people, but lots of cousins, and we got to catch up and have dinner, and it was wonderful. And then I did my show, and I was introducing the last song, and I realized at that moment, and I said that the last of my dad's generation had just passed, my mother and my two aunts, and that there we were, all together in that room, their daughters and sons, really a room full of orphans. And this song was born from that moment. This is the title song. This is called Reunion.
Mm-hmm.
ago, summer 1971, from Chicago to Toronto for a family reunion. My dad at the wheel, driving 5 hours at a clip, swimming in the afternoons at another Motel 6. First stop in town was my grandmother's bakery. She stood there and welcomed us, the American celebrities. I saw her photo on the wall, I thought she was the famous one. Then my uncles and her gave us all the cookies we want. Now here we are together, our father's gone. Here we are together, 40 years on. Here we are together, just daughters and sons. This is our reunion. This is our reunion. Thanks to the Mountain Stage Band. I'm going to move over to the piano for a song. Thanks so much to all the folks here for having me back. We counted, it's 11 times. I can't believe it. So honored to be back. My mom used to have a saying, which was, no matter how long the night, the day is sure to come. I wrote this for her. No more sweet goodnight kiss, nurse's hands will tuck you in. No husband to sleep next to, no children say goodnight to you. No more missing him at night, you think that he's by your side. No more funerals to bear, everyone You used to say the night may be long, but the day will surely come. No troubles have you none, so sleep well, darling, till our breathing as we slept. Now photos of us next to you, you can't see them, but we do. You used to say the night may be long, but the day will surely. So sleep well, darling, till the morn. Sleep well, mother, till the morn. Thank you very much.
The new CD on Red House is Reunion. You heard the title song and many others from that collection of songs. Lucy Kaplansky lives up in New York City. And as she said, she's been with us 11 times now, and it's always good to see her again.